our intellectual misconception is the belief that in sensual pleasures we can find the happiness that will satiate our soul. We bear so much pain and misery chasing them. We do not realize our folly. Let us dwell on this point in greater depth. A young 40-foot humpback whale, on its yearly migratory journey from Mexico to Alaska in the year 1985, got sidetracked. Around San Francisco, it got lured to take a right turn and entered the famous San Francisco Bay. Once inside, rather than correcting its mistake by turning around, it continued to press forward. It was sighted by humans and splashed in the media. It was even given a name, Humphrey. So from being an unknown entity, Humphrey went on to become a worldwide celebrity. Whale lovers from around the world started coming to get a view of it. Humphrey continued to move ahead until it reached the delta of the Sacramento River. There it must have felt extremely uncomfortable. Used to the saltwater ocean, it was now stuck in the fresh river water. And habituated to having thousands of miles of water as its home, the river delta must have felt like a little bathtub. It started spending its time around the city Rio Vista, which became an overnight tourist resort. Days went by. After about 16-17 days, people could see that it was changing color as it was growing sick and weak and listless. The Navy and the Coast Guard got into action, trying to cajole it to go back. They used a Japanese fishing technique called oikomi. With the help of pipes, unpleasant sounds were created to scare it away, but it seemed unaffected. Then a whale lover presented sound recording of whales eating. That was used by the Navy. Hearing the whale sound, Humphrey was suddenly overjoyed and jumped into the air, shooting sheets of water on either side, and started off behind the Navy ship at 30 miles an hour with the oikomi sound from behind. At night, they lost sight of it. They remained in that place and sighted it again in the morning. News spread in the bay, and traffic lined up on both sides of the San Francisco Bridge as people gathered to bid farewell to Humphrey. It went behind the ship under the bridge. It seemed to know it was being saved. And before entering the ocean, it leapt into the air, as if saying goodbye after its 25-day contact with civilization. It was now in mile-deep water with thousands of miles of opportunity, but its instinct must have told it, go north to your home in Alaska. The plight of Humphrey was astonishing. With the benefit of view from the top, human beings could have seen it was so easy for it to go back. But it felt so disconcerted, a saltwater creature stuck in a little fresh water. The Vedas tell us our plight is no different from that of Humphrey. We are divine souls, similar in quality to our source God. But in forgetfulness of our original nature, we've got stuck in the material conception. And the basis of our entanglement is this material mind, which works on the pleasure principle. It hankers for pleasure and is averse to pain. The problem is the only pleasure and pain that the untrained mind knows is the material one. I have written about this in my latest book, Seven Divine Laws to Awaken Your Best Self. I am reading out to you. As a person sees dreams while sleeping and loses contact with reality, we too are living an illusory existence in forgetfulness of ourselves. This is the second fallacy of our intellect. Our third intellectual misconception is the belief that in sensual pleasures we can find the happiness that will satiate our soul. We bear so much pain and misery chasing them. We do not realize our folly. Let us dwell on this point in greater depth. The Vedas inform us the desire for pleasure is not wrong. The only problem is we are searching for it in the wrong direction, in the wrong place. The same instinct for pleasure can lead us to the ultimate fulfillment as well if we search rightly. Humphrey's animalistic instincts made it trapped in the bay. But the same instincts were utilized by the Navy to lead it out to freedom. Similarly, if we can understand that the pleasure we seek is not in mundane opulences in luxury, but in leading a life that is in sync with the highest purpose of our soul, we will find in that the fulfillment we have been seeking since endless lifetimes. We are striving to understand that higher purpose and tune our life to accomplish it in this 21 episode series, Purpose of Life. Do remain tuned in to continue this journey as we strive forth.
They go.